Vatican, Rising Sea Levels Provoking Armed Conflicts. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 12, 2019. The Vatican's representative at the United Nations told the UN General Assembly last week that environmental concerns such as rising sea levels are contributing decisively to international armed conflicts and must be addressed with urgency. The permanent observer of the Holy See to the UN, Archbishop Bernardino Aza, cited reports making the remarkable claim that in the last 60 years, at least 40% of all interstate conflicts can be associated with natural resources. Not only that exploitation of high-value resources, like timber and precious minerals, or scarce ones like fertile land and water, provoke conflicts, the archbishop said, but conflicts, in turn, put immense pressure on those treasured natural resources, as they are exploited as means in waging conflicts. In other words, we fight over the ever more scarce resources of our planet, and exploit the same resources to continue our fights, he said. The Vatican, led by Pope Francis, has made environmental concern a key prism through which to view other social and ethical issues. In this regard, Archbishop Aza praised the International Law Commission for addressing the topic sea level rise in relation to international law, which was seconded by the United Nations General Assembly. The topic of sea level rise demands more than a mere legal approach, Aza said, as a part of protecting the environment in relation to armed conflict. My delegation believes an integrated ethical approach will not only highlight the real-life consequences of rising sea levels as well as of the armed conflict's natural resources nexus, but also provide the international community with guidance on how to develop an appropriate legal response, he said. In the case of sea level rise, it is clear that discussions on marine and coastal ecosystems must take into account the men and women who rely on them, since the human and the natural environment flourish or deteriorate together, Aza said. For example, the depletion of fishing reserves due to changes in sea level have a detrimental economic and social impact on small fishing communities, he added. The archbishop said that his remarks stem from the call of Pope Francis for an integral ecology, one which clearly respects the human and social dimensions of nature. An ethical approach to the challenges posed by sea level rise and the armed conflict's natural resources nexus must also respect the rights and needs not only of the present generation, but also of future generations, requiring nothing less than intergenerational solidarity, he said. In that text, the pontiff said that the earth is beginning to look more and more like an immense pile of filth as once beautiful landscapes are now covered with rubbish. He also denounced a failure to recycle paper and other resources, while calling climate change a global problem with grave implications and one of the principal challenges facing humanity in our day. Citing scientific studies, the pontiff said that most global warming in recent decades is due to the great concentration of greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, nitrogen oxides and others, released mainly as a result of human activity. Every effort to protect and improve our world entails profound changes in lifestyles, models of production and consumption, and the established structures of power which today govern societies, he warned. Follow @ Williams Rome.